So how then, you might ask, were miracles necessary then, but are not necessary now? Let's consider a hypothetical situation. Let's imagine a scenario where the non-believer agrees to accept our claims for the sake of argument, namely that Christ will return. When Christ does return, accompanied by all the angels, and his divinity becomes apparent, with all things bowed before him, surely even the Greek will believe. It is evident that he will also kneel and worship, accepting Christ as God, even if his resistance exceeds all measures. For who could witness the skies parting, Christ returning on the clouds, surrounded by all the heavenly entities, with rivers of fire flowing forth, and everyone trembling in awe, and not kneel before him and acknowledge him as God? However, let me ask this. Will this recognition and understanding be considered faith by the Greek? Absolutely not. And why not? Simply because this is not truly faith. This recognition is born out of necessity, forced by the undeniable reality of witnessed events, and not from personal choice. The mind is compelled by the enormity of the spectacle. Therefore, the more evident and dramatic the unfolding circumstances are, the less need there is for faith. This is why miracles are no longer performed.